Hello, I'm Dr. Dean DePice. Welcome to your Cornerstone Call. It's our wish that this, your TLC community, your community of DCs and CAs, be a blessing to you, each of you. You bless each other. We'll begin this call in just a few minutes, but until then, we wanted to use this time valuably. We want to invest in you right now. So let's do it. Do you have your magic of one sitting out in front of you? Do you see it in your mind's eye day in and day out? Can you see your operation name, that 2, 3, 4, 5 word statement that just gets you in state like that? Do you see your statement of desire, your why just beneath that? That statement that you should be uttering over and over again all day long, driving down the road, pausing between patients, your why, the reason why that drives all the hows and the procedures and the details so they have the meaning that's most important to you. And of course, beneath that, what's your core proficiency? What are you working on? And beneath that, what's the one action step you and your accountability coach are on? This is so critical because what you're about to hear in this call, you must look at through your own lenses, knowing that you are here to focus more, not get scattered, to reduce things down to the one more, not to become overwhelmed. We're in this process together. Utilize this call time for you. That means engage in us, the community. Ask questions, share victories. Everyone's voice matters. That means your voice matters. Please don't sit silent with something that sparks, that needs to be said. Don't second guess it. As we share our experience, strength, and hope, each of us, everyone else grows, and we do in the sharing. Connections are what we live for. Feed the good wolf. And remember, you are the good wolf. Invest in yourself daily. Lose yourself in the loving of others. And right now, welcome to this moment, your Cornerstone Call.
Hi, everyone. It's Jamie from TLC. I am here today with our guest host, Dr. Sarah. Are you available?
I am.
Hello. Welcome. So welcome, everyone. Dr. Sarah, it is all you.
Perfect. All right. Well, I am super excited to be on the line with all of our fellow TLC members today, working on the six steps of day one in the four green lights. I hope everyone has had a chance to listen to the audios and listen to those 3-minute clips and get an idea of what we should be focusing on when we look at the six steps of day one in the four green lights. But this venue that we're in right now is not to go through the four green lights and the six steps of day one, but it's really to interact and grow and bring our hearts to the conversation of how does our heart play into the six steps a day, one in the four green lights. So I'm actually going to start with a story today of the six steps a day, one in the four green lights and my experience with them. For those of you that don't know me, I started with TLC just a few months out of school, and I had worked with an associateship prior to that, and so I had written out my own script to speak with the patients, and then I joined TLC, and they told me I was going to get this gift, which was all of the scripts, and so I waited patiently for them. And when I got my scripts from TLC, I sat down, and I looked at the scripts I wrote myself, and I looked at the scripts that Dean had sent me, the TLC scripts, and as I started going through them, I realized they were very, very similar, like incredibly similar, with only very small variances here and there. And I sat with myself for a while because everyone wrestles with scripting at some point or another. And I really wrestled with it because I wrote these beautiful scripts, but Dean has these beautiful scripts. And I came to a moment when I realized that if I'm going to work with a coach, if I'm really going to do what I need to do to succeed to the level that I would like to succeed, I need to play all in. And it was at that moment that I decided I was just going to dedicate myself to the script, even though I had written my own, which, you know, in essence were no different. But why wouldn't I commit to someone who says these scripts work? They've been proven. They've been tried. Every sentence of those scripts has a purpose. And so that is where I started, where I realized that I really had to get into my scripting. And so I know some people struggle with scripts. They struggle with the idea of feeling that they're phony or that they're, you know, they're Dean and not themselves, or they feel like they're putting a robot in front of the patient. And that's ever so far from the truth when you really, truly learn the scripts. Because then you can become more authentic and pay more attention to what the patient's telling you and less attention to what you're trying to make come out of your mouth to sound like you know what you're doing. So that being said, I hope, like I said, everyone has listened to the audios. And if everybody could type in, I don't know if, Jamie, do you have access to everybody's typing in, or I don't know if I have access to it. I'd like you to type in which of those audios was your favorite. There were 7 audios. I'd like you to type in which of the audios was your favorite and what part of that it was. And then I would also like to know if any of you if you want to type in, I would like to know if any of you have had experiences with the success of day one that you would like to share. And I think there's about 25 of us on the line, Jamie, so I hope you just get flooded.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
Information here. and they're typing in. I'm going to tell you what my favorite of the audios was. And the first one was number one, which was when Dean talked about scripting. And he talked about the phoniness that people feel when it comes to scripting. I found in my experience that day one is kind of like a first date, if you really want to think about that, in the sense that you're trying to make sure that you say the right things in your first date. You don't want to say anything stupid. You don't want to put your foot in your mouth. And that's what the success of day one take away, is they take away that anxiousness, that anxiety of, am I going to say the right thing? And so I love that Dean was talking about in that first audio about scripting and how being scripted is very important, but then you've got to get through the scripting to then become authentic. And not everybody's works them long enough to get to that point. And then my last one was when they really broke down the 6 steps of day one and we got into each of those. So, Jamie, you got any feedback over there?
I do. Dr. Scott Cohen, I'm going to go ahead and open him up. He said awesome. He likes the PAD. Dr. Scott, are you available? I think you just need to unmute yourself on your end.
Hi, can you hear me?
Ben.
Hello.
Hello, Dr. Scott.
Hi.
All right. Yes, I'm here. You said, what part do you like the most?
It was the PAD. It's one of the things I really need to work on in our office that we really just don't do.
Mm-hmm.
Like we've done, you know, occasionally handouts to the patients of, you know, here's appreciation, here's a rose to the mothers on Mother's Day, and occasionally we'll bring in fruit for patients. But we really do need to do the, you know, bring your family, bring your friends in days that would just, you know, help everybody.
Mm-hmm. And so being able to have the PADs and then also use the 6 steps of the day one and the 4 green lights in those?
Yes. Still working on mastering the 6 steps of day one, but I'm getting there.
Okay, and which part of the 6 steps is your favorite?
I really couldn't tell you on that one.
Okay, let me ask you this. Which of them do you feel like you have the most difficulty with?
Right now, I would say all of them. I mean, it's just, I'm not used to that model, so it's breaking into, you know, asking the right questions, that's just a little difficult for me.
When you get into the 6 steps of day one?
Yes.
Okay.
It's the main thing my coach and I are concentrating on right now. So it's our newest break-in thing.
Right. And so would you, just out of curiosity, would you think that your PADs might be more successful if you have the 6 green lights in your back pocket, or the 6 steps of the day one and the 4 green lights in your back pocket when you go to meet with those patients?
Absolutely.
You know the steps of the 6 steps of day one?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, can we go through them? Just the steps? Actually doing the script through the steps. So what's step one?
Hello?
We got Dean?
I can hear you guys rustling around. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
We can hear you.
Okay. I mean, first off, going into the introduction of hello, thank you for the patient to come in. You want me to just run through the whole thing?
No, I want you to. We're just going to hit the main bullet points. So, what is the first thing you should do with a new patient on the 6 steps of day one?
Well, you bring them back and you introduce yourself and thank them for coming in and thank acknowledging who referred them in.
Right, a welcome. That is step one.
Yeah.
Okay, what's step two?
Addressing what they have, addressing what you're going to do, what you're going to begin with.
Correct.
I guess I didn't learn the headliners on them. I know how to do them.
So you do know that, because the first steps of learning the script are learning just the basic bullet points, correct?
I didn't learn it that way.
But would that be helpful?
Probably, yeah, now that you bring that up.
Okay. Scott, remind me, what is your magic of one?
The magic of one triangle?
Yeah, what is your heart's desire?
To build a practice that is, able to help many, many people and help myself become successful.
Perfect.
I'm shortening up a little bit there. My coach and I are working on a new, that's not in the books yet, by the way.
That's okay. All right, so number one is greeting, but these are going to help you become successful. These are going to help you serve more people if you can, consistency is one of the greatest laws to success. Clarity and consistency. So we have a greeting, that's step one.
Mm-hmm.
Step two is understanding, which is where you go through saying that you've read the application, right?
Yes.
What is step three?
Step three would be, step three, you're going to show them what you will do as far as the screening method, what we're going to, sorry, I'm a little tough on the spot here.
I'll help you out. Step two is understanding. Step three is clarifying what subluxation is and what we're looking for.
Yes, thank you.
It's important to a new patient for them to understand that we need that clarity that we're looking for subluxation. Go on, Jamie.
Okay.
You there?
I'm here. I hear you.
Okay. And then step four is going to be the screening or the health evaluation. Step
yes.
five is going to be your four green lights.
Mm-hmm. And the green lights will have the most difficulty with. I'm learning them now with my coach. That was the part I haven't gotten down yet.
That's okay. I'm not going to ask you to script any of them. And then number six is the hope and the handoff.
Mm-hmm.
Steps that they want in the lights, and the four green lights are the meat and potatoes of that. But each step is.
Yeah.
A member of this patient care cornerstone call, can you tell us as a family what you're going to work on, say, for week's call? That we can help hold you accountable to for the 6 steps a day, 1 and the 4 green lights.
Can you repeat the last sentence of that? For some reason, the connection on my end really is terrible.
I said, can you, since we're a family here and we're all trying to grow at the same rate, can you give us a proclamation or a willingness of saying, here's what I'm going to work on, and let everyone in your family and your patient care cornerstone call say, know that I am going to work on this for the next.
Well, my biggest goal right now is the 4 green lights. That's my next thing on the agenda.
Perfect. Maybe by next call, somebody here on this call can hold you accountable to learning step number one of the 4 green lights.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds good to me. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, good.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thanks for participating.
No, of course.
All right, Dr. Sarah, we have Dr. Jeff McGonigal.
Awesome.
Unmute Dr. Jeff. He said the 6 steps of day one gives him authority and certainty with the patient. It also opens up with the patient what's in it for them. Dr. Jeff, are you there?
I am.
Awesome.
Welcome, Dr. Jeff.
Hi, Dr. Sarah. What a pleasure it is to hear you.
What a pleasure it is to have you on the line. So tell me more about that.
Well, for me, what it does is it just gives me a satisfaction so the patient knows they've been listened to, they'll be cared for, and they'll expect to get what they're looking for, better health.
Absolutely. And how do you think the patient benefits the most from you knowing the six steps day one?
Well, if I'm confident, they're going to be more comfortable in my presence. And if I feel, if they sense that I will truly care for their problem, they'll think this is the right place. And therefore, they'll have a chance in their life to not have to take medications to take care of their problem and have greater health. So they have a change of life, a greater potential in life, and that's what I want them to experience when they come in, that this is something greater than they imagined.
And it allows you to, and you feel more confident in producing that with the six steps of day one.
Without a doubt.
That's awesome. Can you share with me how the six steps of day one might tie into your statement of desire or your magic of one?
Well, my statement of desire is to have gratitude, joy, and simplicity. And that is, that's it. That's just it. Tied in, dovetail. It's perfect.
It does. It's right in there, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
Now, Jeff, you're a pretty seasoned guy, I guess would be a good word for it. When you do the six steps of day one, do you feel like they're scripted to this point, or do you feel like they've become you?
No, they don't feel scripted. But
and how long did it take you to get there?
It took a while to feel really comfortable with it. I started off with a group of doctors, and we used to train biweekly on our scripts. And we felt really wooden in the beginning. We didn't feel genuine. And just getting to that genuine feeling took us a while. And so, literally, months to feel really good about it.
So would it be fair to say 6 months?
I would say that you would be unfair to yourself to expect it to be flowing off your lips very easily in under 6 months.
And that's with really working at them.
Yeah, that's spending time with it.
Right. Now, what was your favorite way to practice the six steps of day one? Was it with somebody else? Was it in front of a mirror? Was it doing audios?
I think doing six steps of day one with a CA in the room and coming back and critiquing what happened was probably the best for me.
So jumping right in.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Can you tell us about one of the instances of that, of something you learned from that?
Oh, yeah. The patient has no clue that you're following a script. They have no idea if you missed something. They don't know. So you don't have to worry about, they knew I blew it. They have no clue. But when you can really concentrate on looking in the eyes and really touching the heart of the person in front of you, you know that the scripts are no longer mechanical. They're really coming from you genuinely. And I think there's a crossover border that happens, and you realize that the scripts are just a tool to really get to the heart of the person.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm so glad that you shared that with us today. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Dr. Jeff. All right. Dr. Mark Kordonsky, you have your hand raised. Are you there, Dr. Mark?
It's actually Dr. Jen.
Oh, hey, Dr. Jen.
And Dr. Mark.
What a surprise.
Sarah Kane doesn't flip around, let me tell you.
I know. She's awesome.
I love it.
So what would you like to share with us today?
I was raising my hand when you asked, you know, what your favorite part of the six steps of day one was. I just wanted to share that I love now the physical test. I think it's, you know, my statement of desire is I want to love, nourish, and connect people to fulfill potential. And connecting them, you know, it's usually in the adjustment, but when you do those physical checks and you do them with confidence and skill, I feel like I'm connecting people to their subluxations, and they're having this, like, little aha moment, the first one, of like, oh, yeah, that they know where my problem is. They know where things are going on in my body that I didn't even know were going on. So I really love that about the physical checks.
Absolutely. So, Jen, if you don't mind, I'm going to ask you to dive in a little bit more. What are the things that you do that help them connect when you're doing those physical checks? Connect the subluxation to their problem.
What about showing the mother? When you do that, I think...
Mark just brought up, like, when I do the physical checks on a baby or a child and I show the parent. But it's the same thing. Like, you're either showing them on themselves or you're showing them their child, I ask them, well, I tell them what I'm seeing, and I ask them, you know, do you feel that? Do you notice this? And when you are confident about, you know, this is what you're seeing, maybe even if they're like, well, geez, no, I didn't know that, they're going to say, yeah, I see that now because you're showing it to them, and especially when it's a child and, you know, you can show the parent what's going on and they look at this child every day, but you can really clearly show them, like, do you see this difference in the height of their shoulders? Do you see when I turn the baby's head this way versus that way? And I think in that asking, like, do you see this? Do you feel that? It makes them make the step into connecting it and making it real for them.
Right. And do you ever take that a step farther and say, you know, looking at their shoulders, do you see that difference? That's affecting this part of their nervous system. Do you ever go that far?
Yeah. And then taking it to, you can connect it, always connect it to their chief complaint, whatever they came in for. And I say, and I see this, you know, do you feel that? And that's perfectly logical explanation why you're having pain here, and then relating it sometimes to then, and the nerves that are passing through here are also going to your digestive organs, for example, or, you know, taking it a step further.
Right.
Yeah, it can be a really educational experience for a person.
Right. And do you find, Jen, that when you really hit that palpation and posture check really well, that your green lights are easier?
Yes, because people are already confident in you. They're already like, yeah, I want to do this. There's no question at that point. It's almost a formality to ask for the green light because they feel comfortable with you. They know that you know where the problem is and what's going on with them, that you're going to dig a little further. And so, you know, I always feel like it's almost kind of silly. Like, people are like, yes, I want the exam, of course. Like, what? Why are you even asking that?
Right. So, Jen, if I hear you properly, you're saying that the four steps up to the four green lights are as important, if not more important, than the four green lights.
Well, if you skipped, yes, they are more important. I mean, if you just sat down and you said, hey, do you want to pay me $180 today? Do you want to have an exam? Like, people will be like, well, I don't know. I guess.
Right.
So if you really execute the first four steps, if you execute the first four steps really well, when you get to the green lights, it's almost a given, but by actually going through the green lights, you solidify everything. It's really, it's poetic. The six steps of day one are poetry.
I love that. That's one way. They really are poetry, but you have to learn them for them to be poetry.
So, yeah, exactly. And think about, like, the first time you read Shakespeare in high school, like, it's awkward. And we don't talk like that. It's strange. But if you were to really study it and to become, like, a performer of it, and it became natural for you. And so the six steps are exactly like that. You might stutter and feel awkward at first, but if you just keep doing it, keep trying it, it will come out of you very naturally, and people are going to feel comfortable and confident in you. And it really is, you know, it covers everything.
Right. Yeah.
In 10 minutes.
Absolutely. That's the beauty of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you ever struggle with the scripting? Like,
of course. Yeah, of course.
What was your...
Never. I was perfect from day one. I was perfect from day one.
So where...
I continue to be.
Share some of that struggle and kind of how you overcame that.
I think going to my first scripting intensive was the best leap forward I ever made in scripting.
Absolutely.
Because up until then, I was still kind of like, yeah, this is how I do it. Then at scripting intensive, you know, being kind of under the pressure to actually try to do it this way and see the reasons why behind it, that's where I made my first big step into, like, okay, I'm really going to try working these scripts. I didn't know them going into scripting intensive. I kind of, you know, was familiar with them, then, you know, learned them a little more in scripting intensive, and then started saying, okay, I'm going to try it. And just like Jeff said, like, the patients don't know the script. You know, it's really hard when we're in front of each other and, you know, you're sitting there with the script in your lap listening to me, saying, no, you missed this, this, and this, but the patient doesn't know that, so you just get in there and start doing it.
Absolutely. I'm actually glad you mentioned the scripting intensive, because that's held typically February of every year, and we had one this year, which was phenomenal. I think it was probably the best one we've ever had, and next year is probably better than that, but they normally happen in February, so... I'm hoping everyone in the line has at least been to one scripting intensive. I personally have been to three. Ben and Mark, how many have you been to?
Two or three. I think I've done two. Mark's done three.
And if you really want to become a black belt at scripting, not to be a repetitive Dean DePice duplicate, but to really own the scripts your own and make them your own scripting, you got to be at it. Would you agree with that?
Definitely, and I intend to go again.
Well, I think for, if I can jump in, I think, you know, for the rookies, you know, this is new to, you know, you really iron out a lot of things and become comfortable with it. For the more veteran docs that go, they start to then put more feeling and emphasis and passion to it. So, you just keep getting better and more effective, and the script starts to become more you than just reading words. So, you know, it just gets more effective with time. But anything you do that you put work into and you practice is going to improve with time. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of people are afraid to go with the script, but you kind of just have to jump in.
Yeah, you do. You just have to jump in and start using them immediately. Because I've had, you know, a lot of people ask, so when do you start using the scripts once you learn them? And the answer to that is just jump in. You have to jump in.
You have to start using them really before you've 100% learned them.
Exactly. Absolutely. Or it will take forever to integrate them. It's fall back to your old habits.
Right, because every day you're doing what you always did and you're trying to learn something new. Like, you just have to learn a piece of it, put it in place, and then keep going, keep adding to it.
Yeah. You know, I love the quote of it's much easier to fall back to old habits than it is to create new ones.
Mm.
And so you have to keep just getting into those over and over again.
Right.
So thank you two for sharing. Anything else?
No, you're...
How's your husband?
Very
no,
well.
Nothing
thanks.
Else. Nothing else.
All right. Thanks for...
Great training. Keep it up.
Thanks.
All right, that was a great share. We have another one, Dr. Steve Gentner. Is Dr. Ashley with you too, I'm guessing?
She is, but we're about to take separate cars to go to the office, so it'll be...
All right, well, Dr. Steve, you were talking about about the greeting, utilizing how they found you, and they always come back to the office.
Yes. Part of the reason why I guess that resonated with me is it's something that I realized that I should be doing better, or I could not should be. Well, I should be, but definitely could be doing better. And it's a really easy one to do well. It's probably the easier parts of it, but I'm missing some of the words like the exclusiveness, or we're almost exclusively referrals. Just putting those things and, you know, putting that forward in the person's mind that, oh, of course people are going to refer here because everybody comes here.
Right.
So for me, it was a great reminder of something that I dropped and I guess didn't realize I wasn't doing it with
I mean, that's for any of us that use scripts. You can go back to them. I don't care how good you think you are at them. If you go back to the actual scripts, you're dropping keywords.
Yes.
Because we all have our own dialect. We all have our own way that we say things, which you should develop as you get the scripts going. But there are certain words, like exclusively, or, you know, the word subluxation, that it's so easy to drop the word subluxation in the six steps of day one, but it's important to have in there. So I'm glad to hear that. Would you like to do your greeting for us, Steve?
Sure.
I'd love to hear it.
Okay. So I come in the room and I say, hi, Mrs. Jones, I'm Dr. Stephen Gensner. I go by Dr. Steve because it's easier to say. How do you prefer I address you?
You can call me Mary.
Mary? Awesome, Mary. It's great to meet you. Mary, I looked over your application for care, and I see that it was actually John who referred you to our office, and John is an awesome patient. If he's referred one person here, he's referred everybody he knows. So I'm excited that you're here today, and as I said, I did look over your application for care and recognize that there are some serious problems that we need to discuss. The low back pain you've been having, the migraines you've been having for the last 10 years, that you've had no relief from various neurologists and other specialists that you have listed, and why I want to know everything about that. I don't want to start there. The reason is my purpose today is to try to determine if subluxations are at the root of the problems you brought to us today. And if we start to talk about what you think it is, or worse yet, what another doctor clearly has succeeded in fixing the problem thinks it is, we could get led down the wrong path. So the first thing we're going to do today is that pre-screening they talked to you about when you called in to make this appointment, and that's two tests to find out if there's even a chance that you might have subluxations. And I'm going too far.
That's all right. It was so good, Steve. I hated to stop you. So if everybody on this line was sitting in the same room, we'd be clapping for you. That was amazing. Great work.
Thank you.
And I would also say, at least from my point, none of that sounded scripted. Though it was. I was following straight down the book with you as you were reading it. You know, you're hitting the key points. You're getting those things. But it was Dr. Steve. It wasn't the way you would do it. It's not the way I would do it. It was the way Steve does it. And that's the beauty of it. The poetry, as Jen had just said, that creates those scripts. So thank you for sharing. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Any last words to finish us with?
As poetic, I guess, as it is to do it in your own, still, and I think we said it, but just want to repeat it for even people who have been doing it for a while, always go back to your scripts, because it doesn't matter how great you think you're doing it. If you're dropping keywords, you're potentially missing an opportunity to change and save somebody's life.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. Perfect.
All right.
Else
we got? So we have Dr. Sandy Martin. This is awesome. Dr. Sandy said number 5 was her favorite about freedoms. She never thought of day one as what I want to be free of. I want to be free of missed appointments and zero balances. I want to be free of patients that cause hassle later because I let them be an exception.
Is she available? That is so powerful. Is she available?
I know. Dr. Sandy.
Hi, Dr. Farah.
What a statement. That is beautiful.
Why, thank you.
So tell me, what is your magical, or what is your statement of desire?
Oh, Farah, I love to be with people who allow me to love them and serve them in a way that uplifts both of us in that moment.
Oh, I feel that. I feel that from you. That's beautiful. So it gives you freedom. Tell me about that.
Well, it was a whole new idea when I listened to these audios. Like, how did the 6 steps give me freedom? What? Like, they go on in this audio. Dr. Dean talks about we want these zero missed appointments, and we want patients that have a zero balance. These are hassles. And I realize that sometimes the hassles happen because on day one, I allowed for an exception. And then later down the line, we didn't address all the policies. We didn't address all the rules, or we forgot that key word in one of the six steps that made these hassles happen. So there's a lack of communication because I'm still learning the scripts. And as mistakes and hassles show up, I make sure to go back and hit these steps again so that I get fewer and fewer hassles as I continue to learn them.
Isn't it the beauty of making mistakes?
Yeah.
Is that you learn versus never doing the scripts and never really truly getting into them. The problems sometimes don't even show up because you don't know they exist.
Right.
So freeing once you really get into them. So that is just, that was the most beautiful statement today. I'm so glad you shared that with us.
Thank you.
So of the scripts, what is your favorite part of the six steps?
I got to say it's step one. Just because it's the one that resonates with me the best. Just meeting new people has always been on my heart. So just going up there and saying, hi, I'm Dr. Sandy. How would you like me to address you? Like, that just brings love right into my heart. So it's the best way to start your day.
Would you like to do the full step one for all of us?
Yes, I think I would.
That would be great. We'd all love to hear it.
Let me get centered really quick.
Okay, take your moment. This is really important, what she's doing right now and taking that moment to really center herself and come to that moment is what we should all do before we walk into a new patient. It really allows us to clear our head and focus on what's ahead of us and not what just happened behind us. Whenever you're ready, Sandy.
Hi, welcome to my office. I'm Dr. Sandy. How would you like me to address you today?
You can call me Sarah.
All right, Sarah, I'm so glad you're here, and thank you so much for instilling your trust in our office. And to Mary, who I see referred you today, we absolutely love Mary, and I'm so glad you know Mary. So if you have a moment, I would reach out to Mary and thank her for telling you about our office as well, because in our office, we're a family, and referring other people so that we can take care of each other is what we do. So thank you so much for your trust in us and our trust in and your trust in Mary.
That was great, Sandy. And that was definitely stepping out of your comfort zone. I'm so glad you did that, because only when you step out of your comfort zone can you really grow. Mm. That was really good. I felt connected. You weren't even sitting in front of me. Very well. Very well done. How did you feel after that?
A little shaky, because I hate impromptu. You're right. I'm not in my comfort zone. When I'm in front of a person, I can read your face better.
Oh, that's all right. I was smiling the whole time.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah. Anything else you want to leave us with?
Just you're doing awesome, and thank you so much for hosting this.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you.
Dr. Amy said, yay, Dr. Sandy. So she must be very proud, because that was awesome. Great job. All right, we do have one more, Dr. Kathy. I think Dr. Kathy and Dr. Jett.
I'm here, yep.
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
Hello, German.
Hi, Dr. Sarah, you're amazing. Just fabulous on this call.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, you're doing great. I was just going back when we were early on when Dr. Jen was speaking, and for those people who maybe scripting is a little new to them, I have to agree that you don't have to have them all done before you do it. You just have to walk in and do it. And the turning point for me was when I stepped into the office for more hours, I had to go in with that new patient. So even if you only know the greeting and the beginning of checking them for subluxations, they don't know that you don't know the rest of the script. And also for the person who said, you know, this is so different than how I used to do it, you know, we practiced for 20 years with, I don't know, whatever script we made up, but think about the option. You have this script that says everything you really need to say to a patient, or you're going in the old way, which is reacting to them and going back and forth with their symptoms and trying to convince them that this is what you're going to do. It's so clear if you just look at them and say, yeah, this is everything I really need to say. So the option of feeling scripted as opposed to winging it, I'd say go with feeling scripted.
Oh, absolutely. And you're looking at a script with doctors that have used these scripts for 10, 20 years that have PBAs of somewhere between 100 and 150.
Right.
We're handing, they hand us pure gold when you learn them.
Right, it's true. And I also, though, feel, having done them, I sometimes feel like, oh, my God, I'm really not that good at this. I'll go back over. I have the bound book from one of the scripting intensives. It's always at my area where I work, and I'll read, I'll pick up a paragraph like, oh, wow, I think I've been forgetting that. You know, you just can always get better at it. And even if that does happen, you can't beat yourself up. Just like, great, I just, like, improved another 10%. So it's always, even for my NPR, I just always, let me just look at it again. Let me just pick a paragraph. So we're all in it together, no matter how far along the path we've been doing it. That's been my experience.
So, Kathy, what's your favorite part of the 6 steps of day one?
My favorite part of the 6 day of steps one is the beginning, when I tell them that I don't want to hear about their symptoms. You know, the second part when I say, as Dr. Steve did so brilliantly, like, before I ask you more questions about that, I want to get my first impression from your body so I can see what your body's telling me. I don't want information that other doctors have told you about your condition, other doctors who haven't been able to help you. So let's start with your body first.
It's an important line.
What's that?
I said it's a very important line. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's just so freeing because they know. I mean, and the truth is I don't really ask them about their symptoms later on because my tech CA does it, so I'll usually say, we will be asking you later on. And that stops them from, you know, if you've been in practice a while, you know, people, they don't know. They're coming from a medical model. They just really want to get in there, all their problems, and tell you them right away, right? But when you say that, then like, oh, okay, she's going to find out more later. And it just, it stops so much conversation. Do you think so, Dr. Sarah? Do you find that?
Oh, absolutely. I actually, so, letting everybody into my scripting a little bit. I used to drop that line because it didn't bode well with me. And I was in scripts one day, and my husband Matt was sitting with me, and he goes, "You just missed the line." And I said, "Yeah, I didn't skip that line. I don't like it." And he goes, "That is the most important line in this entire script right now." And so that's why it's so important to do scripts with other people.
Yes.
Because I was like, "Oh, it doesn't. It sounds like prideful. Like I'm." Better than, and that's not what it says at all. It's actually to engage the patient, but, you know, we all have subluxations between our two ears, and so that was, like, a big hiccup for me. And then I started using that line, and it changed everything about my new patient day one.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
it's
huge.
Already taking them away from the symptom and the medical model, you know. I mean, and you still find patients that want to, like, I know, and, you know, and so you just have to keep going back. Like, we will get into all that. We will get onto all that in a little bit. Let's start here.
Yeah, and isn't
so
it
that's
nice?
My favorite part. Yeah,
or I've experienced that when patients do that, thank God I'm scripted.
Yes.
Because I could end up talking about their child's butt rash. This sounds stupid, but this happened. Their child's butt rash, and they came in for their headaches, and you're wondering, how the heck did I get here?
Yeah.
Thank God I have a script and I can jump right back in, because I don't know what I'd do if I didn't have a script.
Exactly. You can always find your place, you know, even if you have to skip a few sentences, you know, just to get back to where you can. I mean, you have to forget also, for people that are new, this, you do have another person over there responding. So sometimes you have to take a little curve, you know, or put in another, you know, you can't just ignore that there's a person there with some issues. But 99% of the time you can just stay right on script.
It's a beautiful thing.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing, Kathy. Jet, do you have anything you want to jump in with about the scripts?
They work.
Work. That's right. That's all I have to say. Two words. They work.
Thank you, Jet. Yeah, you're great. Great job.
That was good. That was fun. We do have one more.
All right.
Go ahead, Dr. Dean.
What?
Dr. D. Hello, welcome to the call.
It's great to be here. I got on around 7, around 1:19 or 1:22, something like that. So it's good to hear all of you. Sally, you still there?
I'm still here.
That was beautiful. I mean, it was really so refreshing. I jumped in, and you and Jen were well into your conversation or beginning your conversation. And I'm trying to figure out, I knew your voice because I knew you were going to be on the line. I was trying to figure out Jen's, and what beautiful stuff. You know, I especially love hearing you guys talk about the virtue and value of veterans coming back to scripting and what it means to have learned the basics but keep coming back to the basics. And to hear the different things you said about that and she said about that, that, you know, that principle of dropping words, you know, you just drop words and you come back. Really sweet, really sweet. I love what Sandy Martin shared about, you know, it being a revelation for her to realize that it is liberating and freeing to have these six steps memorized. It just frees her up. Gosh, so many other great things you guys are dropping here. I was getting goosebumps sitting and listening and not talking. So let me be quiet unless you have, is there anything you want to ask of me, Sarah, in this process?
You know, we didn't really jump into the four green lights, and I was going to say a few things about the four green lights because they are very important. You know, the welcome, which so many people hit today, getting that connection with the patient from the first moment is so important. But you do have to get to the point of the four green lights. But you have to remember, like Jen said, the value is built long before the four green lights. And if you can ask them the four questions, and it's, you know, do you want the exam? This is how much it's going to cost. This is when it is. Will you agree to be here? And then I need your spouse, or you need your spouse. I don't need anything from you. If you can get those four things, even if they're not scripted, and you build the value before that, it's easy.
Right. So just stay there. You know, one of the ways for you guys who are still chewing on this to get it is 1, 2, and 3, and 4, 5, and 6 are the two halves. Step 1, the greeting. Step 2, understanding. Step 3, clarity. That's about coming together. Step 4, the physical check. Step 5, the green light. Step 6, the handoff. That's about defining the house rules, the clinical rules, the agenda. So the first three are about coming together. The next three is to see if they pass the test. And that you guys really earned that. And I love what Sarah just pointed out. The four green lights are the most pivotal part of this whole thing. And just last night, Dr. Jen and I were on with a pretty advanced circle of you docs, and they were admitting that they had dropped the spouse at the report. And they were asking, well, how do we get back into it? And Dr. Jen, you know, I love her in all of her simplicity. She says, well, how about we all agree that no matter how well we know it, we don't say it, but that we're going to agree for 30 days to read it word for word off the sheet of paper in front of the patients every single time. So to all of you, even veterans like a Mark Gordonsky that was just on the line and others of you, what if you committed and said, I can do that? I know my brothers in TLC are doing it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to read step 4, the fourth green light about spouses at reports, for the next 30 days. I'm going to read it word for word off the page. Now, I'm going to step back because this is Dr. Sarah's call today. This is her call. This is her call to make the call of, you know, what's going to be our closing proclamation here. But you know what? We're all working on it. You know, I just got done doing an outside talk minutes ago, and I had to show up and be a good steward of calling people to action, or as I'm learning right now in my own work, to make exhortations, you know, to lead people to make their exhortation, their proclamation, their demonstration of what they're going to do. And I have to record it, and then I have to bring it back to the advisors. They have to listen to it, and I have to go back out and train harder. We're all doing it. So I love what you brought up, Sarah. I hope that adds a little something to everything. I'll be quiet.
No, you're always welcome, Dean. So, yeah, as we get ready to wrap this call, is there anybody else with their hands or anybody else that has anything they wanted to add to the conversation, Jamie?
Dr. Chapelier said she loves this call. There are so many different ways to flow through these scripts to bring out our individuality and connectedness to the message. So thank you. Mm. That was fabulous. Dr. Dave Lester has his hand raised.
I'd love Dave Lester to open up his line if that's possible.
Of course. Dr. Dave, are you there?
Hi, how you doing, Sarah?
It's good to hear your voice, Dave.
Good to hear your voice. I just wanted to tell you what an awesome job you did.
Oh, thank you.
And it was an awesome call. And, you know, I just wanted, again, you know, agree with Jen that when you get those first steps nice and clear, when you do get to that first green light, the patients look at you like, well, of course I want to do it. And you do feel a little foolish, but it feels really good. And then once you get those other green lights, that is freeing. You know, when you're on the same page with the person right in front of you and you got, and you're doing it together with them instead of you, let's say, doing it to them, and that is really freeing. So, you know, if people aren't doing their green lights yet, I'd say, you know what, work on it. Work on it real hard, and you're going to just, it's just going to feel wonderful.
Simple fun when you make it that way, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for sharing, Dave. I really appreciate that.
Thank you, Sarah. Looking forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you. All right, Jamie, anyone else? Or are we ready to start wrapping it up?
You can start wrapping it up.
Okay, so we just covered a lot of information, and I hope each of you found a little golden nugget to take with you today. My hope is that after we've had this six steps of day one in the four green lights, moment together, that you're going to be more motivated to work on your scripting. Not to become phony, not to become a mini-me of Dean, but to really free yourself, as Sandy said today, to really allow yourself to engage with the patient, be totally present, and not worry about the words, but to feel the heart of the patient in front of you. And my hope is that each of you will pull out your scripts in the next week or so, and you'll record them. And not only record them, but then you'll listen to them, because we all have drives home. And one of the things I did when I first started my scripts is I recorded myself saying the script word for word straight out of the book, and I would listen to them on one of my drives to or from the office. And the next thing I noticed is I started saying them with them, because the scripts are no different than a song, really. I mean, obviously it's your voice and not Eminem or anyone else you might listen to, but you're going to learn them the more you listen to them and the more you do them. So my request, my hope is that each of you will take your phones or your iPods or whatever they are and take that moment to record yourself, even if it's only one step of the six steps. I'd like you to do all six of them, but if it's one and you learn just that one and you listen to just that one, you're raising your game. You're playing to a higher level. You're serving people with a higher level of care, and our world is better because you did that. So I hope each and every one of you has a great day today, continues to lift people up, heal people from the inside out, and that your heart's desires are met today. Have a great day, everyone. I was so blessed to be here with all of you.
Thank you, Dr. Sarah. And just remember, next week we are working on the same thing. So if you did not have a chance to listen to the clips that are posted, please, please make sure that you listen to them this week and be ready for the call for next week. All right, everyone have a great week, and we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? How can I serve you, Dr. Dean? I'm doing good. How are you? I loved it. I had a lot of fun. I hope people enjoyed the call.